Joining us from Bar Lake is Michelle Siebert. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Terry. How are you today?
I'm doing great. And, you know, I know we need water, and I know we're going to need precipitation. But, boy, it's hard to complain about how fun it is to get out in Colorado on the Front Range right now, isn't it?
It is. It's great to be out. The weather is nice to come out and enjoy being outside, for sure.
And you have a lot to do at Bar Lake. Let's get into some of it. But before we do, tell people where it's located.
Yeah, so Bar Lake is in Brighton, Colorado. We're right off of I-76 in Bromley. We're 25 minutes east of Denver, so we're a quick day trip.
Yeah, and speaking of a day trip, a lot of people are like me. They're still recovering from possibly a little bit too much food and adult beverages over the last couple of days. Getting out for a walk at Bar Lake would be a great way to start working that off, wouldn't it? Is there anything to see there?
Yeah, we have lots of things to see, and especially this time of year, we're really known for our birding. Bar Lake we call the bed and breakfast for birds, and we have lots of wintering bald eagles. So this is the time of year that they come down from the north, and they'll come down and they love to fish. So they're great fishermen. So it's a great time to come and see those. There's a trail, a series of trails that go around the lake, boardwalks, our wonderful nature center where you could stop off first and learn about the trails and learn about bald eagles.
Now, you told me, we talked earlier in the week, and you saw how many bald eagles one day already?
32 already.
And you've seen greater numbers than that, right?
Yeah, so usually mid-December to mid-February is the best time. And so in the past couple of years, we've counted over 100 in one day.
Wow. You know, can you stop and think that they're still on the protected list, but they were almost threatened not that many years ago. And now to have those kind of gatherings of them and to go, such a majestic bird to go and look. And like you said, there's so many other birds to see. In fact, you even have some waterfall hunting opportunities there.
We do. So Bar Lake is very unique, where the southern end is a wildlife refuge, which is protected. So in the refuge, you can't have your dog, you can't fish, you can't hunt. But on the northern half, where you can fish and boat 10 horsepower and under, back behind the dam, we have 14 blinds where you can waterfowl hunt. So, you know, it's a great time to come out. You don't have to go very far. It's all Passover shooting, so you don't have to bring your decoys. And it's just a great opportunity to come out and do a little waterfowl hunting.
How do you reserve those blinds, right? And how do I do that?
So you do have to reserve them. And we only hunt on Wednesday and Saturdays, so that's another thing to note. And you can go online or call our 1-800 number, and that's all on our website. So just go to our website, cpw.state.co.us, and you'll find out all the information. And if you don't get a reservation, because it's usually pretty full, a lot of times people will check out around lunchtime, and then you can get in for the, the afternoon hunt.
And that's kind of first come, first serve, right?
It is, yes.
All right. Now, you mentioned the Nature Center, but you have other amenities out there, too. And one of them is your archery setup. Tell people about what you do for archers.
You know, our archery range is amazing. So we have a standing range and also a 3D range, which we still have open right now. And we just added a stand, so an archery stand that's built with stairs, and it's on our first, in the 3D range, it's at the first station. So it's super cool. We do offer classes twice a month on Sundays, and we also have equipment that you can check out if you've been to one of our classes. And there's always rangers around to help you, but the archery range is open year-round. The 3D range will close December 1st because we have to do some work on the targets, but the standing range will be open all year round.
And, you know, when people get a chance, either before it closes now or in the spring when it opens again, the 3D range, especially with a stand, people go and they practice and they get pretty good about making the shots on a standard range at 50 yards or 40 yards or 30 yards. But when you start shooting at different angles, up and down, different positions at the 3D, and seeing how your arrow enters those targets, not only where you hit it, but how did the arrow enter that target, it'll change your whole outlook and your whole strategy in hunting with in archery style.
Yeah, it's very true. So it's awesome. And, you know, with today's weather, it's a great day to be out on the range.
Oh, it really is. Now, in addition to that, you're always doing events at Bar Lake. Well, first of all, before we get to your event, is still fishing. Mm-hmm. I know you're close to boating. It won't open for the spring. But how is your water? Everybody gets concerned about the water level. And is it shore fishing right now? And do you expect to have ice there?
So we do have shore fishing. And what's great about Bear Lake is that we winter fill. So the water levels have actually come up quite a bit. You know, there was a point where we closed earlier this year because our boat ramp early because the water levels were so low. But it's already all the way back up to the boat ramp. So shore fishing is great. You know, we usually have a very short ice season, and we haven't really had ice fishing for the last couple of years. But if we do get any ice, it's usually mid-December to the beginning of February. So just watch your websites and make sure that you're being safe when you go on any ice. You know, it's hard on the Front Range to get that good ice early, for sure.
Well, and then you have multiple species at Bear Lake. You have wipers, you have walleyes, you have bass, you have panfish, and you have catfish. And then you're stocked with trout. And I assume sometime this fall, you'll get a pretty heavy stocking of trout that people will be able to fish either through the ice or from shore.
Yeah, we will. We will get another stocking here shortly. So, you know, it's just a great time to come out. You know, when the water levels are lower, there is a lot more shoreline. So that is a benefit of lower water. We'll fill all the way through the winter, and then we'll be full by the end of February.
All right. Now, you have an event coming up. Tell us about that.
We do. So tomorrow, we are lucky to have Reindeer and Princess Day. So we have Reggie the Reindeer coming and some princesses, and it's sponsored by a local realty company and the Friends of Bear Lake, and there'll be snacks and s'mores and face painter, and it's just a great time. And, you know, everything's going to be outside. You know, we're very conscious of masks and, you know, keeping people safe. So the whole event is outside, and the weather is supposed to be perfect. It's going to be 65 degrees. You can find out how to register on our website or our Facebook page.
All right. Now, one more thing. Don't you also have a holiday ride a trail coming up?
We do. We do have our holiday lighted trail that's sponsored by United Power. And it is where we light up the whole bridge in one of our nature trails. And that's December 18th. Santa will be here, face painter and crafts. So December 18th for that from 6 to 9. And you can find out about that on our website and Facebook as well.
All right. So all those are on. Just go to the Bear Lake website tomorrow. Sounds like what a great day to get out tomorrow. 65. And then when you get the lights turned on, sounds fantastic. Michelle, thank you for joining us.
You have a great day, Terry.
You bet. That's Michelle Siebert.